Well, what a week for the Ann Arbor Art Fair. It's a 57-year-old tradition that many spend the whole year waiting for, although this year they've had to wait an extra day. Current State's Brooke Allen is here to explain. Hi, Brooke.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Yes, the days have been altered this year for the art fair, but I spoke to Karen Delhay, the executive director of the Guild of Artists and Artisans and spokesperson for the Ann Arbor Art Fair, and she says the days have been changed this year for the first time ever, but it really doesn't matter. Everyone is so excited because the fair is just that big of a deal.
It is a big deal. It is. It's one of the oldest and largest in the nation.
So usually, we're talking on a Wednesday, and usually this would be in full swing, but there's been kind of a schedule change this year.
There has. We have switched, after 57 years of Wednesday to Saturday, we have switched to Thursday to Sunday.
So can you tell me why the change?
So back when the fair started back in 1960, times were a little bit different. You know, things weren't open on Sunday. Retail wasn't open on Sunday. You saw a lot more women staying home and were able to come out during the week. Now, as times have changed and you're seeing more families with dual incomes, we thought it would be better to make it more accessible to people by adding another weekend day. So the shift to Thursday to Sunday made perfect sense.
Has there been any fallout about that, or have people been pretty accepting?
Actually, we were surprised. You know, it started out anecdotally. We would hear from guests that they couldn't believe it wasn't on Sunday. So then we started surveying our artists to see what they thought about it, and they all were in favor of it. And then as we started to go to our partners and the city and things like that, the support for it was really overwhelming. So we were very happy about the switch, and it turns out most people are too. So it's a great thing.
So when we're talking about artists, you have a ton of artists involved in this event.
We do. We have over 1,000 jury-selected artists. So basically each artist has to go through an application process and submit their work online to be reviewed and scored. And the highest scorers get invited to participate in the fair.
And then, okay, so that's the artist. And then how many people come to this on a yearly basis?
We get hundreds of thousands of visitors every year to the event.
And we're not just talking about art. I mean, there are a ton of activities going on as well.
There are. There's, in addition to the art, there's an art activity zone where kids of all ages, we stress that because the adults can do this too, can go in and try their hands at all kinds of different activities. We have some clay building going on, puppet making. There's record cover design. We have a masterpiece taking shape on Ingalls Mall. We have a chalk artist coming, and she's going to be recreating Salvador Dali's Melting Watch in chalk. So that'll be happening throughout the 4 days of the fair. We have three stages for people to enjoy lots of different varieties of music and dancing. We have, of course, all the wonderful shops and restaurants in downtown Ann Arbor. We have artist demonstrations. And, of course, there's great people watching at the fair as well.
Oh, yes. We cannot discount the people watching.
No.
I think that's probably most of the fun right there, wouldn't you think?
Right.
That's
for sure.
I think we'd have to consider that actually part of the art.
Yeah, it can be.
It most certainly can be. Okay, so tell me something about, if you have never been to the art fair, tell me something that someone would definitely need to know about it, something special.
So, I think one of the big things is how large it is. So I think you should plan accordingly when you're coming out. It does cover 29 city blocks. So, you know, wear comfortable shoes, wear comfortable clothing, bring plenty of water when you're coming out. So I tell people always the best course of action for coming to the fair is to plan ahead. Make sure you get online. We have, you know, you can visit the AnnArborArtFair.com. We also have we have a mobile app. It's available on Google Play and the Apple Store. It's under A2 Art Fair. But it helps people plan their course of action, how they want to get into the city, how they want to get to the fair, whether it's parking on site or one of our three shuttles. They can do that and shuttle in. Once they get on site, they can walk the entire event. And then we have what's called an art go round, which is a shuttle service that takes you around the fair. So you can get here, you can walk the whole thing, decide you're too tired to walk back. You can hop on the art go-round for free and ride all the way back to your starting point. Or if there's an artist you missed and you just want to get over to a certain area, you can do that as well. I highly stress taking advantage of that art go-round because, like I said, it's free, it's air-conditioned, and it's conveniently located. There's 8 different stops that you can get on and off at. So.
And probably not a bad idea if you've got some cranky kids with you, I guess, huh?
Yes, that's true, too.
So what... So if somebody has been there, if they were there last year and there was an artist, they really loved their work, what are the chances that that same artist would be there this year?
So the chances are pretty good. They may be in a different section of the fair, but the chances are pretty good that they're back. A lot of our artists do return year after year, but we also get a large percentage of new artists as well. So you can, all the artists are listed in the mobile app. They can find them on the website beforehand if they want to research and see if they're here again. And then we have every artist listed in the guide, so they can stop at any info booth and try and see if they can find who they were looking for.
How much planning goes into this event?
A lot. So we'll start up the day after we shut
down Monday.
For this year. We'll start up for next year. So
as far...
It's a long process.
I'm sure. So you did mention the transportation around the art fair. Let's talk about the transportation issues that people may encounter getting to the art fair. I do know that there is construction around Ann Arbor. And do you foresee any issues with that? Or are there special detours being listed? Or can you address that at all for me?
So there is construction on 14. The good news about that construction is it does dump you off at Main Street. That's your ticket in right there. You can get right to the fair off Main Street from 14. 94 is in good shape. If you come in through 94, you can access both shuttles there, 2 of the shuttles there. You can access the Briarwood Mall one and Pioneer High School. Those are both off of 94. And then we have a shuttle off of 23 at Huron High School. So I think we have you covered coming in. We can get you in safely and through the construction.
Okay. And then the hours, what are the hours?
Thursday to Saturday, we run 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Sunday, we're here from noon to 6.
Okay. And so pretty accommodating. I mean, for kids, for senior citizens.
There is something for everyone. We do have wheelchairs on site. If people get here and need a wheelchair, they're free to borrow. You can stop by. We have a location at State and Madison right next to one of the shuttle stops, and then there's one at Washington and Fletcher.
Okay, so I have to ask you this. What is your favorite part of the art show?
Okay, so that's like asking me to pick one of my favorite kids. I tend to buy a lot of jewelry, so that tends to be a favorite. I love the 2D work. One of the best parts of the event for me, honestly, is prior to the event, and it's when the jury happens and seeing all the art that comes in that we get to go through, and it's almost like Christmas morning, seeing what's there, what's new, what's different.
So jewelry. Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that. So my husband will not be, but I'm very happy to hear that.
Every year. I actually pre-bought this year, and I'm already wearing a pair of earrings from an artist that's coming.
Nice.
So, you do what you gotta, right?
Exactly. I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
you do what you have to do. It's just just how it is.
Right.
So real quick, if an artist is interested in submitting their work, what did they have to do?
So the applications actually open in November prior to the fair, so the year before the fair. So after this year, the applications will start opening in November, some as early as October. So you can get online. They have to apply digitally. It's through each fair uses a different process, but they're all done digitally through Zapplication or Juried Art Services. They apply. The applications stay open usually until the end of January, and then the jury happens, and artists start getting invited in February and March, and so it's kind of that goes into that whole year-long process thing. But it does happen earlier. We do get calls at the last minute, like, I would like to participate in the fair, and it's, we've already juried for this year, and we refer them to the following year.
Okay, so really, if you're an artist out there and you hear this and you really want to get involved, you need to start thinking in advance.
Next year,
obviously. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I hope it's a great time. And you know what? I will look for you, and we'll pick out some jewelry together.
That would be great. I hope you do.
And you have a great time, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, Mark, obviously the Ann Arbor Art Fair going to be packed, but it is also going to be extremely hot. Temperatures are expected to be in the 90s all weekend, which means you really want to plan ahead. Not that you need a lecture, but, you know, plenty of sunscreen and drink lots of water because shopping for jewelry can get very exhausting. For Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.